Winter's here in South Africa, so a lot of our topics now are going to be related to how you can continue growing through this period. Obviously, with stage six load shedding in South Africa, indoor isn't an option for everyone, but that doesn't mean that you need to wait till next summer. Today, we're going to be introducing the topic of tunnel growing. It's going to be something we're going to be actively exploring during the winter period leading into the new summer within South Africa. And I'm joined once again by Luke, who's going to be spilling some of his knowledge beans for us all to enjoy. I'm going to be hopping in the conversation a little bit as well. So Luke, tell me a little bit about tunnels and why tunnels over maybe other growing methods.
So growing cannabis in tunnels has sort of a multitude of benefits. One of them being is that it can help you protect your plants from the elements and certain elements, and there are various methods that you can use to accomplish this, you know, from temperature controlling methods to airflow management. It also then obviously helps you increase your yields and healthier, happier plants. Yeah, at the end of the day, again, increases your yields. So, you know, that's definitely the benefit of it. There's multitudes of different styles that you can implement into your tunnel growing as well. Sort of if you want to do seeds to harvest or clone to harvest, you know, it can be quite beneficial to make use of a tunnel system. So yeah, moving on to sort of benefits of it, and I mentioned briefly sort of ventilation and control from the elements. You know, how important do you think ventilation is when growing in a tunnel? And what are some of the ways that you think you can ensure that you properly do it?
Yeah, so as Luke was saying, we're now obviously protected from the elements, but what's going to be protecting us from the elements is a closed environment. So you've got a more hot, and obviously with that heat comes and it being sealed comes a higher humidity. So, you know, the tunnel does give us that protection, but it also creates an environment where your carbon dioxides and your stagnant airs can get quite rampant. You know, you sort of overuse or underuse your carbon dioxide. And you also might, you know, run into heavy sort of stagnant patches. So ventilation and air movement, you need to now consider yourself that you're growing essentially in an indoor environment. So some technology does need to come and play. Your lighting is now coming from the sun, you know, mostly. So that's a point we're going to touch on a bit more. But getting that air, fresh air in and old air out is highly important. So I would consider it the exact same way that you're going to be considering your grow tent. I definitely look at an active intake and an active exit. And I would also definitely look at some kind of oscillating air movement. And also on top of that, you know, depending on what tunnel you're going for, the most common one being sort of that, you know, the four by three or the six by three, you're going to need to put maybe sort of I would recommend like an HIT series, probably with the carbon filter, just to try and limit sound a little bit, because obviously once again, this is going to be outside in your garden. And some nice fancy equipment is a target, as well as your plants. So you do have that privacy factor, but you know noise is going to attract towards it. But on the ventilation front, yeah, just treating it similar to how you're going to treat a grow tent, making sure you are in the mornings when checking your tunnel, maybe opening up the windows, maybe opening up the door to allow some better air exchange. And then at night, you know, or on windy days, sealing everything up to protect the ladies inside. And that's kind of what I would do with my ventilation. But ventilation's not the only technology we're going to have in there. We're also going to recommend some lighting. So Luke, am I going to be pumping down, you know, 880 watts or 2000 watts onto these plants, or what kind of or am I going to be supplementing? What's the lighting strategy that we would recommend with the tunnel?
I think for us as you know, your home growers and growing at home in your greenhouse there, supplementary lighting is the way to go. And obviously, because you are controlling the elements, there are also going to be elements inside there that your lighting needs to be sufficient for. So IP65 rated lighting is good, whether it's LED spotlights or a good top LED grow light you know, that you can source from us. You know, it's definitely something that is necessary, and you're not going to be keeping these lights on to, you know, have massive photosynthesis. It's more to keep them awake and supplement for controlling flowering times. And I think that's kind of the benefit that you got here. Whether you're using HPSs, there you're obviously adding more heat. With more heat, you're going to need higher humidity. It's the same with the metal halides. So I always recommend, you know, going for LED options. But yeah, there you're not your the end of the goal here for us. I think as small tunnel grows, is not to have photosynthesis. Essentially, it's just to keep the girls awake and so that we can control our flowering times. But I think another important thing factor to consider here is containing, maintaining and controlling the optimal temperature and humidity levels within tunnels. You know, what methods are those, and what do you think the common challenges that you face while doing that?
So here, I think it's going to depend quite a bit where you are. As with any kind of sort of outdoor cultivation, here in the Cape, we're going to be getting rainy winters. There's no frost, but it's super, super high humidity, lots of rain. But sort of up in Johannesburg, you're going to be getting these sort of dry frosts. So their temperature is going to be more of an issue, like that sort of sub, you know, that close to 0 degrees. So I think down by the coast, we're going to be looking at humidity as a big issue. Lots of rain, being close to the ocean, you know, that humidity is going to spike heavily. So humidity wise, you're going to need to be running some kind of active dehumidification. You know, you're going to be pulling lots of moisture out of the air in your space, especially sort of in the thick of the midwinter. Temperature wise, you can get away with keeping everything sealed up quite nicely. You know, you might want to supplement some heating, but heating can also sometimes be super expensive. So that's a decision you'd have to make for yourself. But then where you're going to places in South Africa that it's going to be far, far cooler, you are going to be needing to put in some kind of heating. I've seen guys do it with oil heaters. I've seen guys do it with sort of active, you know, more panel styled heaters. It's not being down from the coast, it's not really something I have the most experience with personally, but you know, those are the kinds of options and thought patterns you're going to have to make. But ideally, you would probably be running dehumidification, heating, ventilation, air movement, and probably some supplementary lighting. And then all of that together should help gain control. And I mean, it is starting to sound more and more and more expensive now, but you know, like I said earlier on, you're basically considering this a grow tent or a grow tent that has some its own lighting, you know. So where the main photosynthesis is going to take place from the sun. So once all of those are in place, it's pretty pain-free. But once again, you know, as growing is a journey, you don't have access to all of that immediately, you can start with a little bit less and then work towards it. We're just kind of trying to point to sort of the maximum direction where you'd want to go finally. The final point which we're going to make that I want Luke to tell us a little bit more about is our IPM. You know, if you have a really, really good IPM strategy, you could potentially get through grows with very little of the above, maybe just a bit of movement and a bit of supplementary lighting. So Luke, tell me, are we going to have quite a hectic IPM strategy during the winter period, or during the sort of tunnel growing winter period, or any tunnel growing for that matter? And maybe mention one or two products we could be looking at as well.
Yeah, sure. Look, best practice is always have an IPM regimen in place, so a strategy that you're going to be using from veg all the way through. So you know, my normal thing would be to have a biosulfur before you're switching into salt into flower, especially for those that are having very wet sort of winter periods. That's going to definitely help with the powdery mildew, and then keeping up also with your biologicals as well, so making sure that you've got living bacteria to fight sort of molds and even pests as well. Even though it's always, is quite cold, the pests are still at play here. So good IPM regimens. Margaret Roberts range is really good. The Kaya Farms range is amazing as well. That wedging agent, you know, we love that stuff. It's a religious use in the garden. And I would just say also, again, it comes down to genetics. You know, us as growers also need to understand that sometimes some genetics are just more prone to powdery mildew than others. So then again, it hits the nail on the head. Have an IPM regimen that you're sticking to and stick to it religiously, and ensure that you're giving your girls the best nutrition and health care that you can to make sure that they fight it off themselves. You know, good immune system of the plant means they're doing their job to fight it off as well. So I think that's an essential part of it as well.
Sweet. Thanks so much, Luke. I think, you know, tunnel growing is going to be a big topic going forwards within South Africa, especially seeing that the sort of startup costs of getting into straight indoor cultivation these days are increasing due to our current climate. So guys, we'll keep bringing you as much information related to tunnel growing. We're going to be getting loads more professionals on the show that we've been searching far and wide to bring you. So the content really is coming. But once again, to everyone who made it to the end of the show, we really appreciate you. Please remember to like and subscribe. Until next time, guys, peace.
Peace.